سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، صل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم. The most light places on earth are the masjids. May Allah keep us with iman and take us from this world with iman. And may Allah grant us a respectful death in a masjid while doing some good action that is beloved to Allah and beloved to Rasulullah Sallam and on the day of Friday. We are doing this surah Inna Anzalnahu for a few weeks now. Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi has given different aspects to the surah. One is, he mentioned qadr could also mean a person that become valuable by making tawbah from his mistakes and becoming an upright Muslim. He becomes valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially in the month of Ramzan, when we increase our ibadah and stay away from sins. Similarly, the night of Laylatul Qadr, making ibadat on these nights is better than 1,000, equal to 1,000 months, 83 years and 4 months plus minus. Now, we look for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights, 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night, 27th night and 29th night. And in this surah it is mentioned, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. The angel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam descend to the earth, and he gives du'as to those that are engaged in ibadat, and even come to the homes of people that they are engaged in ibadat. But on this night also of Laylatul Qadr, there are certain people that are deprived of the du'as of the angel. Let's read who. It is mentioned by Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, after he descends to the earth, commands the angels that are traveling with him to proceed to the house of every Muslim that is busy in some ibadah, either Quran tilawat, zikrullah, nafil salah, but faras salah, the maid, the jama'ah at home, and the women folk at home, wilya wa isha and fajr wa jama'ah. Thereupon the angels speed forth visiting every house, whether big or small, whether in the jungle or in a ship. A person may live in a simple hut or in a mansion, but they are engaged in some form of ibadah. The angels send mercy to those types of houses. However, certain houses are not entered. The angel Jibreel alayhi salam does not enter certain homes. Which are those houses? Houses wherein there is a dog or a pig. The house in which there is a person in a state of janaba, which has resulted from adultery or zina, illicit relationship, and a house wherein the pictures of animal objects and men and human are displayed. How unfortunate it is that many Muslims' houses do not have the angels entering simply because there are pictures of men, people, and animals being displayed solely for the sake of adding what appears to be a bit of adornment. Only one picture may have been hung by one careless member of the household, and the whole house dwellings is completely deprived of blessings. Now, to have pictures of animate objects, one is in the month of Ramzan, the night of Laylatul Qadr. We hide all the photos. But this rule applies throughout the year, every month, every day of our lives. Sometimes we have newspapers, some magazines, and have pictures, have it folded and put away. We all love our parents, we all love our children, grandchildren, we all love our ustads, our spiritual leaders, etc. But we are not allowed to make photos of them and have it displayed in our lounge. And there's no difference of opinion in that. All the ulama are unanimous that we mustn't take photos, and especially to display it in your house, then you're depriving the angels of mercy to come to your house. Now, how the little history of idol worship, how it started. In the previous ummah, there were some pious personalities, and when they left, they had some pictures of them, and Shaitan whispered to them that these pictures will get torn in a paper format, make it in a solid format, steel, copper, diamond, gold, whatever. And then they started asking help from the idols, that is shirk, making sajda towards those idols. May Allah protect us, and all that is haram. Now, regarding picture making, in Darul Azadul website, I came across a beautiful fatwa and a lengthy article about photography. In this short while, difficult for me to mention everything, but I extracted some authentic teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Talha radiyallahu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, the angels do not enter a house in which there is a dog or a picture or an animate object. We cannot have dogs as pet. And if we want to keep a dog for security, it must be outside the house, close to the boundaries. But the saliva of the dog is napa, and also its urine and the droplets that is made, that is all napak. So we mustn't allow dogs to come into our house. And when they put their mouth on the sofa, on the lounge suite, or on the chair, on the dining room table, it's compulsory to wash with water on the spots where the dog puts its mouth, and so dirty. And if the dog with its saliva touches our clothes, then we cannot reach salah with those types of clothes. We have to wash that area where the dog put his saliva on our clothes. So we Muslims dislike dogs as pets, and those that keep it for secret must be kept outside and mustn't touch our clothes, etc. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will come to him. However, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam delayed in coming, and this made our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam quite anxious. Nabi eventually came out of his house, and the moment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stepped out of his house, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam met him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam complained about his delay. He replied, we did not enter a house in which there is a dog or a picture of an animate object. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, Jibreel alayhi salam promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he will come to him at a certain time. when the appointed time came, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam was not there. Rasulullah had a stick in his hand, which he threw aside and said, "Allah and His Messenger do not go back on their word." He then turned and saw a pup, a little dog under him. He asked when this dog came. "And the angels do not enter any home where there is a dog or picture of animate objects." Here referred to the angels of mercy that give du'as. Other angels are protecting evil. The angels who are writing down good deeds, they are always with us. You know, kiram and katibin ya'alamuna ma taf'alun. One angel on the right writing down the good deeds, and one angel on the left writing down the bad deeds. May Allah guide us to make tawbah and istighfar. So we have to stay away. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, when this dog came inside, I replied, "By Allah, I did not even know it was here." He ordered that it be sent out. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam then came to him. Rasulullah said to him, "You made a promise to come at a certain time. I remained waiting for you, but you did not come." Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam replied, "The dog that was in your house prevented me from coming." So how important it is today, we are living in a place of technology where the cell phone comes with cameras. And we are just taking photos, we don't realize how serious the sin is. And if you display those photos, you print it out of maybe of our children, grandchildren, of our parents, our grandfather, or our sheikh, or our peer sahab, or maulana, a sincere practicing maulana or peer or sheikh will be concerned of reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. And they're extremely sincere and humble how they can go to Jannah and take every Muslim, especially the student and murid, to Jannatul Firdaus. And no pious personality will desire that somebody must take their photo and keep it hanged in the shop or in the lounge or at any public place, because that is haram. And the children may look at the photo and make dua that is shirk, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other aspect is, we know in the month of Sha'ban is very close to Ramadan. And we read the dua, Rajab is finished, Allah barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. So besides the first fast that we keep in the month of Ramadan, we could keep some nafil, optional fast in the month of Sha'ban also. And every day we should recite some portion of the Quran Sharif daily. We mustn't be Muslims for the season. The month of Ramadan, we are completing sometimes 5, 6, 10 paras a day. And then the moment Ramadan finishes, we put the Quran Sharif away. Obviously, we as humans, in a 24-hour cycle, we need 6, 7 hours of sleep. We need to have sehri, we need to have iftar. And different types of employments and jobs people have. And within our employment, within our job, the free time we have, we can recite Quran. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not place the responsibility on a person which they cannot bear. And those that are terminally ill, sickly, they don't even have to fast. Those that very high sugar diabetic, they have to take insulin and they have to eat something during the day because of their medical condition. Then they have to give fidya. Similarly, some other sickness people have. And if it's a temporary sickness, just vomiting, diarrhea for that particular day, then after Ramadan, when you get better, you have to give qaza for that fast. Now, very, very important as humans, how harmful photography is. If somebody was caught doing something haram, maybe he went to the cinema or a nightclub or a disco, or went to the home of an immoral prostitute, etc., and somebody filmed him, Or sometimes today, some people are proud of the sin, how many girlfriends they have. Some youngsters, they say, I've got 3, 4, 5 girlfriends. And they feel proud about it. And sometimes they take photo about it. Allah does not like you to be proud of our sins. But after a few months, a few weeks, you realize that you made a mistake. You need to make tawbah, istighfar. Allah is ready to forgive us. But if you took those photos, to delete those photos from your friends or from the social media, it becomes extremely difficult. So we don't put our wrongs in the photo, etc. Allah give us the free to delete everything. And whatever good actions that we do, whether Farz Salah, Sunnah Salah, Nawafil Salah, where Allah gave some people a beautiful voice reciting Quran, Qiraat, etc. Our respected ulama kiram, senior ustaz of the Darul Uloom, I have a lot of love and respect for them. Those ulama whose tongue and voice would call Allah and call Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 6-7 hours of the day. You can record the lectures and advices in audio format. And then from the audio format, you can put it into the USB. Or from your phone, you put it on Bluetooth and link it up to the radio of your car and listen. Now is the time of technology. But don't take photos of our pious personalities. Unnecessary shaitan, the next generation, people look at the photo and make dua. That is shirk and is completely haram. Allah protect us. The other thing is that we have to choose our friends. And even for our youth, especially, we have to choose our friends. Obviously, the youngsters, they like to play some sports, soccer, cricket, tennis, whatever. We want them to be healthy, normal. It's good. But choose Muslim friends who will play out of Salah times. They'll be mindful of the Salah. And secondly, they'll be mindful of the Islamic dress code. And also, while playing, you get thirsty, you get hungry. So when Muslim, when we get thirsty, we drink water, juice, cold drink. We have some fruits. We have some halal sandwiches, baked beans or tin fish or steak, chicken, that is halal, whatever. But if you play with non-Muslims, one is they won't be mindful of the Farz Salah times. Second is the dress code will be compromised. They're not dressed correctly, properly. Third is the food and drink also. Some of them drink alcohol. Some of them take drugs to go on the high, to can play better on the field, can run faster, whatever. So alcohol, drugs is something that are very, very bad. Allah protect every Muslim, every youth. Even the non-Muslims, Allah must protect them from all types of haram. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. And inshallah, next week we'll start with the new surah. We finish surah Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr. Let's make a dua. Allahu Akbar Kabira walhamdulillahi kaseera wa subhanallahi bikratan wasila. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tasliman kaseeran kaseera. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم ولا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.